Working with difficulty practice. So finding a posture which is comfortable for you to sustain for about the next 15 or 20 minutes. Becoming aware of the posture that you have chosen. Noticing the weight of your body going down, the height of the body going up. Aware of the ground beneath you that's supporting and holding the weight of your body. Also inviting you to soften, to let go of any tension that you might be holding that you can let go of. Perhaps around the face, shoulders and arms, in the belly, softening through the legs. Sitting with a sense of dignity. And at some point, becoming aware of the breath, breathing itself. Following the sensations of your breathing, breath by breath. And as you do this, inviting you to bring into your mind and perhaps into your heart your intention for this practice as you sit today. So again, bringing the awareness to rest in the sensations of breathing. No need to change the breathing in any way. Simply following the sensations. Perhaps to begin with the full duration of each in-breath and each out-breath. And if and when the mind leaves the breath, then no need to be judgmental, simply noticing where the mind goes to. And when you've acknowledged this, letting the practice be very simple and gently escorting the attention back to the breath. Nothing else to be achieved, to be fixed. Seeing if you can allow the attention to be light and kindly. Breath breathing itself. And if you choose to, moving in more closely to an aspect of the breath that you feel most clearly today. Doesn't matter where it is in the body, but perhaps around the nostrils or the back of the throat, the chest or the belly. Bringing a kindly interest to the sensations of the breath in the place you've chosen. exploring and becoming familiar in a more intimate way with the sensations of the breath. Inviting you now to expand your awareness around the breath, to include a sense of the body as a whole, perhaps you can notice echoes of the breath throughout the whole body. And noticing how it's possible for us to hold this whole body in awareness, to watch the play of sensations rising and falling, changing and fluxing. Noticing any areas of intensity or clusters of sensations, perhaps those related to where you're sitting, the bottom in the chair, hands in your lap, feet on the floor, or if you're lying, then where your body makes contact with the surface that you're lying on. Exploring these sensations, and especially noticing any sensations of being grounded, supported by the surface that you're sitting or lying on. Perhaps opening now to include hearing in your awareness. Shifting the focus of attention to open to the soundscape around you. Sounds inside the room and outside the room. Even the spaces in between sounds. Simply opening and receiving all and any sounds without needing to go searching or looking for sounds. Resting in an awareness of sounds themselves. The pitch, tone, rhythm. And noticing as well any tendency of the mind to judge or label sounds, those we like or don't like. Noticing thoughts that might arise in the mind and recognizing them as thoughts. So shifting the awareness now to include the whole of the thoughtscape. Any and all thoughts arising in the mind. Or acknowledging a quiet mind, if that's how it is for you in this moment. taking up your seat, your position on the side of the thought stream. And not identifying with thoughts. Regarding them as part of our experience in the same way that we can relate to sounds. And now I'm inviting you to shift the focus of your attention in a way that you might not have done before. So while feeling this sense of being supported and grounded through the body with the anchor of your breath, which you can return to at any time, inviting you to bring to mind a difficulty, perhaps not the most difficult thing in your life right now, something that feels okay to work with for the next few moments. Perhaps a minor irritation that's happened already today, something from your week. And it's okay to go further back and bring to mind something from the past, just choosing something wisely that feels okay to work with. So allowing this situation, this difficulty to be in your mind's eye, to become aware of the situation itself, perhaps mentally running through the situation, and then when you're ready, dropping into the body. So shifting to where you feel this situation in the body. What we might call our felt experience. Exploring sensations, moving in gently, and exploring the edges of sensations. Perhaps noticing their shape, any texture or colours. Does it seem solid or moving? Perhaps a weight? Any temperature? So bringing this kindly interest to sensations in the body. Exploring them with a kindly interest. And then inviting you to breathe into the sensations and to breathe out from them, bringing a kindness on the in-breath to help you to open and allow these feelings to be here. Not to cover over anything, but to make room for what's here. And to meet your experience with kindness and interest in the same way that you might with a dear friend. Breathing with it all. As best you can, noticing any storylines, thoughts in the mind, and recognizing them as thoughts, as mental events, gently shifting your awareness back to your felt experience in the body. Breathing in with kindness. Breathing out, perhaps softening on the out-breath. And at any time, if you feel overwhelmed, making a wise choice about how to respond, perhaps coming back to the breath or to the solid base of your body, supported by the ground. And if and when your attention allows, perhaps your experience of sensation changes in some way, or if the situation fades, then feeling free to open again to a sense of the body as a whole, breathing. Exploring again the sensations of contact with feet on the floor. The surface that you're lying on and contact with your body. And a sense of the body breathing itself. And if there is any difficulty lingering for you, then bringing kindness to this part of your experience as well.